An LGBT civil rights organization is criticizing Utah Governor Gary Herbert for his decision to take part in the World Congress of Families this October. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
This week, organizers with the World Congress of Families announced that Governor Herbert and his wife Jeanette will speak at its conference at the Grand America Hotel. The organization supports what it calls life and the natural family. Conference organizer Janice Shaw Krause said, quote, "I cannot think of another leader as prominent as Governor Herbert who has been more supportive of the family," end quote. But Human Rights Campaign Director Ty Cobb says the governor is hurting families by supporting a group that spreads hateful rhetoric and promotes policies that harm LGBT people.
And in those policies, it allows for a certain level of stigma, rejection, and state-sponsored homophobia that really marginalizes a community that faces many barriers to equality in the first place.
John Cox, spokesman for Herbert, said in a statement that the governor's record is clear on the issue of non-discrimination. Quote, "He is proud to have signed into law SB 296, which provides unprecedented protections for religious groups and members of the LGBT community," end quote. State Attorney General Sean Reyes is also expected to speak at the conference. World Congress of Families organizers say they are not a hate group and do not aim to harm anyone. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.